Ephesians 6, reading verses 1 to 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Often children can feel left out. Isn't that right? Maybe you go to a meeting and it's only adults that are talked to. They don't really say anything that you want to listen to. Or maybe you go with your parents to visit some of your parents' friends, and you just have to sit there and listen. There's nothing for you to do. Sometimes you can feel left out, can't you? But God doesn't want children to feel left out. God doesn't leave children out. When Jesus was on earth, he said, "Let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." The disciples wanted to get rid of the children. They wanted to drive them away. They thought that the children were wasting Jesus' time. They thought that Jesus was too important to talk to children. But Jesus says, "No, I want to talk to the children. I want to spend time with them." And so he took them and he blessed them. Psalm 8 also tells us what God thinks about children. It says, "From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise, to silence the foe and the avenger." It's telling us that God uses children. Even little children, it says even babies. God is interested in children. So you children here today, God is interested in you. And God speaks to you. There are parts of the Bible that are speaking directly to children. We come to one of those parts of the Bible today. And so today, the whole sermon is just for children. Well, mainly for children. For the past few weeks, we've been thinking about God's law, about the 10 words that we read each week from Exodus chapter 20. And today we come to Exodus 20 verse 12, which says, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you." Children, God could have given you hundreds and hundreds of rules to keep. He could have told you hundreds and hundreds of different things that he wanted you to do. But he didn't. Instead, he decided to keep it very, very simple. He decided to give you just one rule to keep. Only one. And he did that to make it easier for you. He did it so that you wouldn't have to try to learn and remember hundreds of different rules. You would just need to remember one rule. He did it so you could remember it. And so that you could do it, so that you could keep that rule. What's the one rule that God gives to you? The rule God gives you is do whatever your parents tell you. God has given your parents the job of remembering all the other rules that he gives us in the Bible and working out what God wants you to do. Your parents are the ones who have to do all the thinking. You just have to do whatever they tell you. So children, do you understand that? Do you get that? Your parents' job is to work out what God wants you to do and to tell you what God wants you to do. And your job is to do whatever your parents tell you to do. And if your parents want to know a bit more about that, a good place to start is Ephesians 6 and verse 4. But Exodus 20 verse 12 tells us, honour your father and your mother. The New Testament tells us a bit more about what that means. Ephesians 6 verses 1 and 2 says, children. It's reminding us, it's talking specifically to children. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And then it quotes our verse, honour your father and mother. So children, God tells you, he wants you to honour your dad and your mum by obeying them, by doing what they tell you to do. That means, if they tell you to come to church, you come to church. That means, if they tell you to pray at night before you go to bed, you pray at night before you go to bed. It means if they tell you to ask God to forgive you, you ask God to forgive you. It means if they tell you to trust in Jesus to forgive you for all your sins, you trust in Jesus. It means if they tell you not to tell any lies, you don't lie. If they tell you to work hard at school, to do your schoolwork in a way that pleases God, you work hard at your schoolwork. It means if they tell you to stop fighting, because God doesn't want you to fight, you stop fighting. If you're hammering your brother over his head, and they tell you to stop hitting your brother, it means that you stop hitting your brother. If you're arguing with your sister, if you're nagging away at her and pestering her, and they tell you to stop it, it means that you stop it. God wants you to do whatever your parents tell you to do. The only time you don't have to do what your parents tell you to do is if your parents were ever to tell you to disobey God. If your mum told you to go into the shop and steal something, God tells us not to steal, so you're not to do it. Or if your dad told you to tell a lie, maybe the phone rings and you answer it, and they ask if your dad's at home, and he is, but he says, say I'm not in, that would be telling a lie. God tells us not to lie, so you're not to do it. You are to do whatever your parents tell you to do, unless they tell you to disobey God. So children, God's message to you this morning is honour your father and your mother. That means that you are to obey your parents. But it also means more than that. Because it's possible to obey your parents without honoring them. If your mum tells you to do the dishes and you argue with her, maybe you say it's not your turn or you shouldn't have to do it. You might obey her, you might do the dishes, but you're not honoring her. You're not treating her with respect. Or if your dad tells you to tidy your room and you walk away muttering something under your breath, that's not honoring him. Or if your mum tells you to get changed and you sit where you are for 5 minutes before doing it, that's not honoring her. Or if your mum or your dad tell you it's time to go to bed, can you do it as slowly as you possibly can? That's not honoring them. God wants you to treat your parents with respect. He wants you to treat your parents well. Because he is the one who has given them the job of telling you how to live. Children, if you disobey your parents, you are really disobeying God. Because God tells you to obey your parents. If you complain about obeying your parents, you are really complaining about obeying God. If you obey your parents as slowly as possible, you're really obeying God as slowly as possible. God wants you to do whatever your parents tell you to do. And he wants you to do it without complaining, without dragging your feet. Isn't that exactly what Jesus did? We're told very little about Jesus when he was a child. But one of the things that we are told is that he kept this commandment. He obeyed his parents. He honoured them. In Luke's Gospel we're told he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. So God speaks to children in Ephesians 6. He says, children, obey your parents. Exodus 20 says, honor your father and your mother. It doesn't say children. It doesn't say who is to do it. Children are to obey their parents. But everyone is to honour their parents. Honouring your parents means different things at different ages. When you're a child, it means obeying them. As you grow up, as you leave home, as you set up your own home, when you're no longer under their authority, God no longer requires you to obey your parents. But he still requires you to honour them. What honouring our parents looks like changes at different stages in our lives. When you're 2 years old, honouring your parents means doing what they say. When you're 12 years old, honouring your parents means listening to them, doing what they tell you, not being cheeky to them. When you're 22 years old, honoring your parents means phoning home to them from college. When you're 32 years old, if you have kids, honoring your parents means bringing your kids to see their grandparents. When you're 52 years old, honoring your parents means maybe looking after them, helping them. We are to honor our parents throughout their lives. How we do that changes at different stages, but we are always to honor our parents. And what we learn as children about honoring our parents and obeying them, God wants us to remember those lessons throughout our lives, regarding not just our parents, but regarding the honour and obedience that we are to give to everyone who God has put in positions of authority over us. In Romans 13, God tells us, submit to the governing authorities. Give to everyone what you owe him. If honour, then honour. God wants us to obey those in government, unless they tell us to disobey God. He wants us to pay our taxes. He wants us to keep the speed limits. And he wants us all to do it. He wants us to do it all respectfully. He wants us to treat those in government with honour. With honour because of the position which God has placed them in. And it's true in church as well. God wants us to honour and to obey those God he has put in positions of authority in the church. Unless, of course, they tell us to disobey God. Hebrews 13, speaking about leaders in the church, it says, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls. I'm not an elder in this congregation, so maybe I can speak about this more freely than those who are elders can. The elders in this congregation have been put in that position by God. And God tells you that he wants you to honour them and to obey them because of the position that he has placed them in. So, children, God says in this verse where he's speaking to you, he says, honour your father and your mother. But then he goes on to give you a reason why you should do that. He says that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. God is telling you that if you obey him by obeying your parents, he will bless you. If you live as God wants you to live, he'll bless you both in this life, here on earth, and in the next life, in heaven. And often God blesses his people who obey him by honoring their parents, by giving them a long life. It says that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You see, much of what your parents tell you to do is really for your own good, for your own safety. They tell you, don't play with matches. They tell you, don't run out into the road where there's lots of cars. They tell you, don't jump off the roof. Now, if you obey your parents when they tell you things like that, you're likely to live longer than if you disobey them. If we obey God by obeying our parents, God tells us that he'll bless us. So, children, God is interested in you. God speaks to you, and he makes it simple. He gives you just one rule. Do whatever your parents tell you to do. He wants you to obey them. He wants you to treat them with respect. Because he has given them the job of telling you how he wants you to live. So do whatever your parents tell you. Do it when they tell you. Don't argue about it. Don't grumble about it. And when you do that, God himself will reward you. He'll bless you in this life and in the next life. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for parents. We thank you for the great privilege of having people to look after us, to provide for us, and to teach us how to obey you. Father, we pray for each child here today that you would help them to remember what you have told them, that they are to do whatever their parents tell them. Father, help them to do that today. Help them to do it tomorrow. Help them to do it throughout the rest of this week, to do whatever their parents tell them, because that is what you want them to do, and that you will reward them when they do that. In Jesus' name, Amen.